content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Betty Martini. And Betty has been working for 15 years to try to convince the American people that there is an organized effort to poison them using aspartame, NutraSweet, that was known long before it was authorized back in 1980-81, that it was toxic. People have to understand that the American people are being poisoned. I mean, we're being poisoned with a genetically altered food, and the scientific studies on that have been withheld and altered, and now the bees are dying. If the bees are dying, why are they dying? Why aren't they returning to the hives? We see a third of the young men, when they return from the Gulf War, in the second Gulf War, a third of them are ill within 3 months. And many of them will be ill the rest of their lives. Why is that happening? We know the incidence of autism is increasing dramatically, so that one in every 90 children has frank autism, and about one in every 6 children has something in that spectrum of disorders of behavioral and neurodevelopmental abnormalities. One in 6 American children. So many of our children today have asthma. None of these things have happened before. Are you concerned? Could it be that there's an organized effort to destroy our people? Well, certainly Betty is a martini on the front lines of the battle to expose what's happening as far as aspartame. And what's really so interesting is within the last week or two over in Great Britain, information has come out definitely linking the use of NutraSweet and aspartame medication to behavioral problems in children. As a result, the major chains over there apparently are pulling the foods that they produce that have aspartame in them, and not a word in the controlled press of America, so they can continue giving aspartame and NutraSweet to your infants in baby formula and the various beverages. And we see the increasing incidence of Parkinson's disease in younger people and Alzheimer's disease in younger people, knowing full well that these products, aspartame, attacks the brain is definitely associated in some instances with Parkinson's disease, because the product actually is an excitotoxin, destroys nerve tissue. Betty, thanks very much for being with us. Could you explain to our listeners what they're doing over Great Britain to protect their people that they're not doing in America?
Well, first of all, Dr. Stan, they have done a study over there which was sponsored by Food Standards, which is like our FDA, showing that the additives, including aspartame, are causing the child behavior problems. And this is something that's been known since it was first put on the market. So there are a lot of big chains like Sainsbury, and they have Marks and Spencer, and they have one that's like Walmart, and they all have their privately labeled products, even Tesco, and they're removing all the aspartame, and in some cases the MSG along with it, and some of the colors like Brilliant Blue that have been found to cause problems. So they're pulling them out. but not a word in the United States. I mean, it's not even in the news.
Well, because this is one of the great tragedies, that the press is so controlled here in the United States that we don't know what's happening over in Great Britain, a nation with a very, very similar culture. So, now, are they pulling it, the products they manufacture or anything that contains these, you know?
Well, they're pulling it out of their products because they own them.
Right.
But as far as other products on the shelves, I've asked them to pull those too. And just the fact that the mention of child behavior problems pulled out this much of aspartame is going to make an impact later on, because already 47 members of parliament have asked for it to be banned in the UK. And now there's a new agenda coming up, and incidentally, they're going to be, stevia has been temporarily approved in the UK, and now they're looking to get permanent approval for that. And they'll be ahead of everybody if they remove all these, additives and aspartame and, and approve things that are safe over there. In other words, I don't believe that they'll stop. Just as I said, the mention of child behavior problems, and think that the FDA knew about this 25 years ago, even during Congress, and they even asked for independent studies by NIH on aspartame and child behavior problems, and they never allowed it to get out of committee. So you would think that the United States, who has all these problems, that's constantly in the press, and know what they have to do to get rid of them, would do something, and they're not doing it. They won't even mention it.
Well, now, what was this study that really done many years ago, where some doctor in South America had inadvertently given children aspartame, a containing beverage?
That was in the Dominican Republic.
What was that all about?
That was Dr. Barrett Davis Daniel, and he was over this menu of 360 children, and they were small children, so they decided to take milk out of the diet because it could precipitate diabetes, and they replaced it with aspartame juice. And the reason that they called me, he said, if it had been 10% or 30% or 40%, but it was almost 100% of the children immediately became hyperactive, confused, and with these assorted behavioral problems. And so they knew that was the only change they made. Naturally, they wouldn't do studies on children, but they didn't know about the harm that aspartame causes, and they got to see it with their own eyes. And after they removed it, 4 days later, Dr. Barrett Daniel called back and said they all went back to normal. That's how easy it is to prove what it's doing to our children.
Well, these studies have been around for a long time. I mean, aspartame produces pathological obesity. It can certainly influence pregnancy. It can precipitate sugar diabetes. It can precipitate brain tumors in animals. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. We'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at American Freedom Network. Betty, what was this study that Dr. Olney had done, what must have been, 30, 40 years ago, about animals and brain tumors?
Well, actually, in 1970, Dr. Olney did a study on aspartic acid. That is 40% of the aspartame molecule, and it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And that's when he founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, which means that it stimulates the neurons of the brain to death, causing brain damage. So knowing this, and knowing that its sister, glutamate, is on the market, he was concerned that it would just literally destroy the brains of our kids. And so he wrote a 49-page document, which we have on WNHO.net, telling the FDA exactly what would happen. And the FDA agreed with Dr. Olney, and they revoked the petition for approval, which you also see on WNHO. And if it hadn't been for the political chicanery of Don Rumsfeld, aspartame would never have been on the market. In fact, if it hadn't been for, you know, their bottomless checkbooks, they would have been indicted for fraud, because the only way they got out of it was to hire both U.S. prosecutors to the defense team.
Well, there's that the same Donald Rumsfeld who sent our young men over to Iraq and Afghanistan with never enough men and never the right equipment to fight and bleed and suffer and die, but never be allowed to win the war.
I know that's, I saw this morning on the news where they're funding more money, but they're not bringing the troops home.
Sure. And, so of course, they went over there to lose. It's Vietnam all over again. And over here, but at least in Vietnam, they had enough troops. It was just that the rules of engagement were so terrible. Here, the rules of engagement are terrible. They never gave them enough troops to begin with, and they knew that. We never went there to win the war. When you understand that, and remember, this is the same man who gave us NutraSweet in the diet that's poisoning the American people, and Don Rumsfeld knew that. But, of course, he couldn't let the public know it. And once the FDA had, you know, buckled under the political pressure, now they had to defend their position. Didn't actually somebody from the FDA admit to you that, you know, how terrible they felt about having to cover for a drug they knew was dangerous?
Well, I talked to Jerome Bressler, as did Dr. H.J. Roberts and Dr. Russell Blaylock, and I was thanking him for the Bressler report, that he was truthful enough to tell all the shenanigans they tried to pull to try to take a poison to show safety. And he told me, he said, Betty, that's not all of the bad studies. He said that they were so bad that when the FDA retyped it, they eliminated the worst 20%. Nothing like this could have ever been approved. And then Dr. Roberts wrote his congressman to get that 20%, and the FDA wrote back saying that it was confidential. It's always confidential if they're going to get exposed. And I don't know if you know it, but there's now a new book out called Rumsfeld, His Rise and Fall, And it has the whole nasty story of aspartame in it.
Oh, does it really?
Yes, the whole story.
Is that a fairly new book?
Yes, it just came out a few months ago.
Well,
I was sent
we'll
a review copy, and it was absolutely accurate. There was a whole chapter on aspartame and everything he did, and it's all in this new book.
Well, now, did you have anything to do with the material in that chapter?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, so this is independent research.
It was independent, but it was absolutely accurate.
Right, and here's a man who's used his influence to kill children. And what about this thing on brain tumors? Because certainly weren't there studies, at least in animals, that showed that there's a definite relationship between aspartame and brain tumors and even some other tumors?
Well, of course, the molecule breaks down to diketokiparazine, a brain tumor agent, and it caused brain tumors, of course, in the rats, and that's how they first got caught. They were excising these brain tumors, putting the rats back in the study, and then when they died, they would resurrect them on paper. And when they got caught, they said, well, the rats couldn't eat well, and that's why they had to remove the tumors. You know, they just got caught doing it. And actually, in original studies, aspartame triggered brain, mammary, uterine, ovarian, testicular, pancreatic, and thyroid tumors. And then in 2005, that was confirmed by Dr. Siffredi in the Ramazzini Institute that proved aspartame to be a multipotential carcinogen. And then, you know, the FDA denied it all, even though it's in all their records. And then Dr. Siffredi did another study showing that it even causes cancer in small amounts. And he also fed pregnant rats aspartame, and he said that people that that the children born of a woman who has used aspartame during pregnancy could grow up if they survive and have cancer. So now you understand why there is so much cancer in the world. 70% of the population consuming a carcinogen, and because it's addictive in such large amounts.
Well, you see, the great tragedy is, though, the average doctor, the average American, has no idea what is going on. I mean, why would they be putting something into our food that is a carcinogen? I mean, people have to understand that you go back to the early years of the 20th century, and the incidence of cancer was about 3% of the population. Today, it's over 50% because they're adding a known carcinogen, thanks to Donald Rumsfeld, the man who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq and Afghanistan, but never be allowed to win. So, I mean, they don't have that many people. They just put them into key positions. And it was because of his political influence that this poison was released. And certainly there were a lot of people in the FDA who didn't want to release this. Could you tell us a little bit about the Bressler report? What was the Bressler report? Do you have a copy of it?
Yes, we have it on doorway.com.
Well, what does it basically cover? Who is Bressler?
Jerome Bressler worked for the FDA. He's retired now. And it was an FDA audit of these tests, and it showed how they filtered out neoplasms and anything the FDA didn't want them to see. And, of course, it showed the brain tumors, and it was basically the fraudulent studies, and they just got caught. And that's, you know, based on that's why they wanted them indicted, because, you know, they... In order to get approval, they had to take a poison and make it show safety, and they couldn't do it, no matter what they did. And the monkeys had grand mal seizures. The rats got brain tumors, and every time they found cancer, they just filtered it out. And as Dr. Adrian Gross wrote in his records, they just lied and lied and lied some more, you know, in the face of all these findings on these studies. There was just absolutely no way to get a study to show safety.
Well, now, Chris, what about Congress? Has Congress looked into this and tried to get the truth out?
Well, interestingly, there's been 3 congressional hearings, and there were a lot of people that spoke out in Congress. But during the congressional hearings, first of all, the position that Senator Orrin Hatch had, he would not allow congressional hearings the first few years. So, and I have one of his press releases that says Hatch says no to congressional hearings. So in 1985 was the first one, and Senator Metzenbaum had written a bill to put a moratorium on aspartame because of the outrage of the people being poisoned, and he listed the tests that should be done based on the problems that they were seeing in the population, which were what it was doing to the fetus. It's an abortifacient. It causes birth defects and child behavior problems and seizures, and it was interacting with drugs. So that meant, I mean, how serious can you get that every person in the United States, or in the world for that matter, who's using aspartame and taking drugs, they're going to interact. And so it never got out of committee, and people like Senator Hatch were paid, some of the senators, and they made sure that nothing was ever done. And since I have those on tape, you can hear the scientists telling how bad it is and all the testimony against it, but nothing got done. And they tried again in August, it was May 1985, and then in August, Dr. Adrian Gross testified against his own FDA, telling him that aspartame violated the Delaney Amendment because he said without a shadow of a doubt it causes brain tumors and brain cancer. And he said if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So here they knew it was a carcinogen way back then, and then when Dr. Siffredi's study comes out and confirms it, you know, they tell the public there's no cancer, never caused cancer, when it's all over their records that it did.
Sure. But the thing is that nobody in the FDA ever gets punished or fired or sent to prison for lying. That is what's so unconscionable.
I know, and now they've got something out saying that they don't have the power of recall, and that's just an outright lie because, you know, the FDA recalled Ephedra. They've recalled things many times.
Sure.
So well, if they want to recall it, they can.
Sure. Well, Chris, now, certainly the incidence of brain cancer has dramatically increased, you know, and certainly doesn't this have an effect more on children, or has the entire incidence of brain cancer increased?
Well, the entire incident is, but it's very sad when we see children born with brain tumors. And there's been a lot of cases, you know, in young children with brain tumors. And they have no idea what they're from. And now they've got this stuff and so many things. They're coming out with something new now. I was just shocked to see it. They've teamed up with Domino Sugar, and they're going to use a NutraSweet swirl. So now when you're in a restaurant, you see the pink packet, which is saccharin, the blue one, which is Equal, and the yellow one, which is Splenda, chlorocarbon poison. And now you're going to have a different color blue for this new product that's going to be mixed with sugar. You know, if the idea is not to use sugar, then why mix it? If the sugar is going to make it sweet, why mix it with the aspartame?
Sure.
But
well,
that's the new product.
Are they putting the aspartame in baby food?
I hope not. You know, occasionally we find products that have MSG. It was Dr. Olney that made them keep MSG out of baby food, but I hear rumors that it's edging back in some products. And I haven't really checked them all, but they know better than to do that. But it's in pediatric vitamins, it's in pediatric prescription drugs like Augmentin, and you get chewable Benadryl, it's got it in it, chewable Tylenol. So that's why the pediatricians recently, some of them, wrote a report that small children should not get cough syrup and all these different medications for colds because a couple of babies had died. And when you think of it, they go to the doctor and they get a prescription that has aspartame in it, and then they go over the counter and get chewable aspirin and other products. Pedialyte now has Splenda in it. They did take out the aspartame when the baby died, but now it's got Splenda in it. And these, on top of what they're taking, is a huge amount of this poison for a child or a baby.
Well, you know, it's interesting that, you know, the one athlete who was taking ephedra dies. Now, whether he died of ephedra or some other cause, we don't know, but...
he died of aspartame.
One person, or, you know, one or two people, they pull ephedra off the market, full well knowing how dangerous aspartame is, but, of course, they keep covering for that.
Well, that was Pelcher. That was...
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment. With Betty Partini.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Standback here at the American Freedom Network. Before we go on, Betty, I want you to get out your website, or websites, so people will know how to get your material.
Okay, you can go to www.wnho.net, World Natural Health Organization, wnho.net. And right on the front page, you can subscribe to the aspartame information list, so that you'll always be kept updated with what's going on or if you have questions. And then we have www.dorway.com, like doorway with one O. And then we have www.mpwhi.com. That's my personal website, Mission Possible World Health International.
Now, Betty has a wealth of information. I mean, I don't know anybody who's got more information on this subject than Betty, and she works full-time and goes to meetings and travels all over the world and is doing everything she can, because this is killing people, producing progressive neurologic diseases, increasing the incidence of cancer, destroying the mind, decreasing pregnancy and fostering the increase of problems as far as abortions, things of that sort, producing pathological obesity. The government knows this. The FDA knows this. And they're simply lying about it. And the FDA is hazardous to our health. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to give a call, have a question, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you have a question, a comment for Betty White, give us a call. I think it's important that that people understand what's going on. And, of course, if you're not going to be concerned, who is? If not now, when? Cindy, are we getting any progress in the effort to take the aspartame out of the diet drinks?
Well, we're trying to get it banned everywhere. I went to New Mexico and testified for the state in the House, and that'll be brought up at the next legislature again. The problem then was that the place was covered with lobbyists, and that in the Senate, half of them were sipping Diet Coke and addicted to it. That was one of the big problems. But that'll come up again, and then you see what's happening in the UK, and there are other countries like Indonesia that claim they wanted to get it out too. So, you know, it just, they're working on it, I should say. So far, we haven't been able to get it out yet, and we've asked many times for a ban in the United States. In fact, I filed a petition 5 years ago, and they have 180 days to answer, and they simply just completely disregarded it, and that's the problem that we have. And incidentally, when you were talking about Pilcher, the man that the athlete who died in West Palm Beach, when they took the ephedra out, we did check on that man's history, and what he was doing, his weight was fluctuating. So he would fast for a couple of days, then he would drink Diet Coke all day long, and then he was out there running, and as you run, you deplete magnesium, and it damages cardiac conduction system. So that man never had a chance.
Sure.
And so they removed ephedra when aspartame was the problem. And they're still dying. Every once in a while, you'll see it in the news that some athlete has dropped dead. And Dr. Blaylock has written a paper on it we have on WNHO that it says athlete alert, and goes into what aspartame does to their heart.
Well, Cindy, it's unconscionable what they're doing. I mean, they will focus on one drug. Because why do they want to get ephedra off the market? Because they were putting out a proprietary drug, much more expensive, do the same thing, and there were big profits to be made. So ephedra was an over-the-counter product. I mean, anybody could buy it, and have been used for a long time for weight reduction. They wanted, of course, one that was going to be sold by a drug company for much more expense, and so they brought out a very, very similar product, but much more expensive.
Also, the ephedra, the only ephedra that ever harmed anybody was when they synthesized it with all these drugs, and so it was a drug company product, and they didn't remove the ephedra out of there. They remove harmless Mahjong that people have been using for centuries.
And what they're doing is the FDA is acting as a shill for the drug companies at the expense of the people, taking away good drugs, putting in harmful drugs. But, of course, if we can once get the people to understand how they're poisoning our children, with that, hopefully, at least we're going to be able to get the American people upset. Because if they don't care if they're harming our kids, What will it take to get them involved? I mean, we don't seem to be worried about the children over in Iraq, but what about our own children, our own grandchildren?
Well, I told the FDA yesterday, I said, are you considering the world you're leaving to your grandchildren? You know, with aspartame that's killing our children everywhere and aborting babies. But they won't answer it. As I told them, only the guilty take the fifth. Because they won't even answer the letters.
Well, when they tried to get this out, there was a recent effort down in New Mexico to try to ban the aspartame from New Mexico. And didn't they have spent an awful lot of money and spread a lot of money around to buy off a lot of the legislators down there?
Oh,
why did that bill go down?
Some of the things were just despicable. For instance, usually one of the front groups, Calorie Control Council, they hire, you know, their people down there. And this time, right before the meeting, they came up with something called the Coalition that nobody ever heard of. And they sent a letter to every member of the legislature by the head of this, Dr. Gleason. And I noticed the same people are with the Calorie Control, and I'm sure this is some name they, you know, they're using, but saying that aspartame was needed for diabetics, and he was an endocrinologist. And of course, Dr. Roberts immediately wrote him back, and he told him he was endocrinologist too, but that aspartame can precipitate diabetes and interact with insulin, and it's doing damage to the diabetics. But that's what they use to try to prevent them from considering it. And then our doctors took over. But and then during the Senate and the House, they sent in the Calorie Control Council, and the same man that represented the coalition represented the Calorie Control Council and came in and attacked Dr. Roberts' book because he saw me carrying it around, this huge medical text, and showing it to people in the Capitol, and just said outrageous things in order to get people not to look at the actual evidence.
Yeah, well, our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to talk to Betty, we have one more segment here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll free, 877-288-9116.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Back for the last segment of our this morning's program with Betty Martini and her website, doorway.com. That's doorway.com. And what's that, the WNHO?
WNHO.net.
Okay. So it's important you get the information, ladies and gentlemen. You get it to your friends. You get it to your doctors and let them understand they are intentionally poisoning our people. And this is the FDA, and there's no way they can avoid responsibility for it. A lot of the people there knew exactly what they were doing. They were more concerned about keeping their jobs. They'd opposed the use of aspartame for a number of years, and then under political pressure, they knuckled. And once they knuckled, then they had to defend their fact that they were poisoning our children. And they've continued doing it going back to 1981. So this is, what, 26 years. Well, are we making any progress with any of the other states? In other words, are any of the other states considering actively pulling the aspartame out of the products of their state?
Well, there are people in those states that want to follow New Mexico. They're waiting to see that when New Mexico goes through, they want to use the same bill that they used for other states. And what they have to do is simply get, you know, a congressman to sponsor it and go ahead and file it. We'd like to see them do it in, you know, the other states all at one time. But we've put the information out there and told them just to pick up the bill and give it to their congressman. So I'm hopeful that sometime this year that other states will be doing it, because they have, you know, they've written and said that this is what they want to do, like someone wrote from Connecticut, and they've already gotten it removed from the Connecticut schools. So they're, you know, they're pretty much out working on it right now.
Well, I think that, Betty, if we could convince the American people that the attack is not coming over in Afghanistan and in Iraq, the attack is here in the United States. And the attack is on our people and on our freedom and on our health. And they are actively, knowingly, intentionally, and purposely increasing the amount of diabetes and increasing the pathological obesity and increasing the incidence of cancer and suffering and all the other things we've talked about, convulsions, certainly of the miscarriages and abortions, and all of these things are direct byproducts of a product they're putting in the drinks for our children in schools and for, you know, for adults, and they're giving it to pregnant women. Oh my goodness, you don't want to put on weight, you want to go ahead and drink these drinks with aspartame in it. What does it do to the fetus? What do the animal studies have shown?
Well, all the animal studies have shown that it's a poison. I mean, the monkeys, they did a 52-week oral toxicity study on 7 infant monkeys. 5 had grand mal seizures and 1 died, and they used that as pivotal in the approval process to say aspartame was safe. It was, you know, ludicrous. They filtered out all sorts of neoplasms, and aspartame had all kinds of tumors, testicular tumors, thyroid, pancreatic. I mean, the test showed what aspartame is, a literal poison. And then when Dr. Verrett, who was the other FDA toxicologist, testified before Congress, this was in 1987, and she said aspartame, even now, has still not been proven safe. and all the studies were built on a foundation of sand and should be thrown out. In other words, they had to doctor the studies in order to try to prove safety, like removing the brain tumors, but they simply couldn't do it.
But of course, you have these congressional hearings, and then nothing ever happened.
Nothing ever happened.
Nobody ever hears about them. They're blocked out by the control media, and the poisoning of the American people continues.
One thing that happened right from the beginning was so many people got multiple sclerosis, and it is so epidemic. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was a new study showing that MS is multiplying in women 50% per decade. And aspartame destroys the central nervous system. And so many of them, if we get them in time, walk out of wheelchairs, like Corey Brackett, who went on to make the aspartame documentary Sweet Misery of Poison World. She could barely even talk, and if she hadn't gotten aspartame information, you know, I wonder if she would have been around.
And certain people, you know, with MS are very, very sensitive to the aspartame and make dramatic improvements. This doesn't mean that everybody's going to make a dramatic improvement, but certain people do. And the fact that this is not widely known, our neurologists don't know it, and our physicians don't know it, is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And
well,
as our boys fight and bleed and suffer in dying in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're poisoning our children and our people here in the United States today with the full health support and financing of your tax money through the Federal Drug Administration. Well, you know, Betty, are we winning or losing the battle?
Oh, we're winning it because so many know about it now and they're not buying it. Marisant is upside down. They owe more, you know, than their assets right now. And the biggest manufacturer of aspartame, Holland Sweetener, has stopped making it, along with another company there, and also one in Japan, Tosh, has stopped making aspartame. And they're saying, well, it's not profitable. You know, if they're not buying it, obviously it's not profitable. The only big problem is that many of them are going over to Splenda, and which liberates free chlorine. We call it DDT Light, and it is bringing in so many complaints. And Dr. James Bowen said, you know, if they get off aspartame, which is a poison, and they get on to Splenda, which is another poison, all they're doing is maintaining the reactions they had and picking up those from Splenda.
Well, I guess it's been Betty Martini of doorway.com, WNHO.net. God bless. Thanks very much.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Back here at the American Network, and of course, we do carry a great deal of information on this subject. We have 2 4 tape sets on aspartame. We have 2 DVDs. The first one is called Sweet Misery. The second one is called Sweet Remedy, and it's put out by Corey Brackett, and they'll give you a good oversight of this very real problem. And Corey did have MS and large brain lesions that went away once she quit drinking the aspartame, and she's made almost a complete recovery from her MS. Now, this doesn't happen to everybody, but it happens to enough of them. And if even one person could be saved, if you get this information out, then you have an obligation to do it. We carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Case Taste That Kills, by our friend Dr. Rosa Blaylock. And his other book, which we do carry, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, has a large segment on aspartame. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand. They are intentionally poisoning our children. And then, of course, we have the book by Dr. Roberts. You know, it's about 700 or 800 pages. Aspartame, the forgotten disease, and it goes into really how it affects every aspect of the body. You need to get the information, the 4 tape sets, the DVDs, and of course the books, which we offer, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We need your help to get the information out. We need you to get to the doctors, to your friends. Stop buying these products when you're in the line of the grocery store. Start talking about it. Start talking about the FDA. And understand we have total corruption in Washington, D.C. within the FDA. Oh, there are people there who are trying to get the truth out, but they're not allowed to speak. They're silenced. Every action is being taken against the good people to keep the American people from understanding they are poisoning our children. And they're doing it with the mercury in the vaccines. They're doing it with the fluoride in the drinking water. And of course, if you fluoridate the drinking water, for some reason you increase the level of lead in the blood. And it doubles in whites, but it goes up 6 times in the blacks. And they know that. And this study was done on 400,000 children. I mean, the largest study of its kind, testing the blood levels in children in fluoridated areas and looking at the racial differences. They hate the blacks. I mean, they have to understand the mentality. It's not accidental that 1 in 3 black people, young black people in America, are in prison, probation, or parole. And, of course, this is why in Africa today, in places like Botswana, almost half the population, 46% of the pregnant women who are being tested routinely over there are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. And if you don't understand what it's about, you need to get my talk on planned population reduction. Because, ladies and gentlemen, your name's on the list, too. And, of course, the coming wars and the other problems that these wicked people plan. Everybody listening to the audience is in danger, and the children and families are in danger. Planned population reduction available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then remember, you need to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret and the 4 tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because we are under attack today. So until Monday, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
And promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Paul.